Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to have an interview and performance from artist Sudan Archives. But first, we're going to dive into some buried treasures, Jim.
Yeah, Greg, we always explain what these are. These are tracks that are under the mainstream radar that have gotten us excited. And, you know, I want to introduce this episode of Buried Treasures by saying thank you to the music industry publicists. You know, with the major label system long gone, there are dozens and dozens of independent publicists across the country who email you and me. You know, I get, I don't know, 3 dozen, 4 dozen a day, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And they've all been very trepidatious, saying, you know, it doesn't even feel right to be writing you right now. I hope you're well, but here is this recording. You know, I'd like to say I never resent getting an email about a piece of music that somebody wants me to hear. And we have musicians who are continuing to create and tap. Sometimes it's just their friend, you know. Sometimes it's one of the people in the band. Sometimes it's one of these indie publicists. You know, can you help me get the word out on my music? So not every track I'm picking or you're picking, I think, came from a publicist email. But I do listen to 98% of what comes in over the transom that way.
Absolutely, Jim. I couldn't agree with you more. And it is important to keep listening to music because it's one of those sustaining things. And I think we've got a bunch of records here that have sustained us in recent weeks.
I'm certainly excited about them, that's for sure. I'm going to lead us off with a track called Head Up by an artist named Summer. That's S-U-M-E, capital R, capital R. This is a fascinating piece of reggae. I'm not the world's biggest fan of modern-day reggae, but this really grabs me. Singer-songwriter Tresan Michelle Barnett tapped into the sounds of her native Jamaica, starting at age 13, performing with a high school choir, joining talent shows, and expanding her traditional reggae roots into something that's got rap and soul and modern pop that is old school, but also very forward-looking. And Lord knows we could all use a little bit of summer sunshine right now. This track, Head Up, she has said, Summer, that being sexy is part of Jamaica's music culture, but it is not all that I am. She studied journalism, and she wants people to know she has more to say than she is an attractive woman. And I think that she's questioning that there in the sense of like walking down the street and being catcalled, and this is kind of her response, but in a fun, partying way. This is Head Up by Summer on Sound Opinions.
Ghetto, you keep your head up. I keep walking. Cause you a soldier by your heart, keep shutting. Keep your head up. I keep walking. Cause you're not a lion. Keep your head up. I keep walking. Cause you a soldier by your heart, keep shutting. Keep your head up. I keep marching. Cause you're not a lion. It's rough on the street, gunshot a beat. You're hungry, you're not even a sweetie. Rooftop a leak, no space for the weak. You have to work, how you getting needy? Me know you rather give up and take all the crap and buy some gun and bust some shot. But the 1% want us to do that, so we now go do that. I just straight to the top. And keep your head up and keep walking, cause you a soldier by your heart, keep shutting. Keep your head up.
Clouds, foot on the ground, know what you're about. Shoulder to the wheel, get your one a clout. From your suffering, yes, you wanna make it out. Remember lifelong, put your story to a song. Have a master plan, I've been a slave to no man. Rise up like a phoenix, Babylon. I feel this world is a ghetto and we all
forget
wanna
you,
make
keep
it.
Your head up, I keep walking. Yeah.
That is Summer, S-U-M-E, capital R, capital R. She's got an album coming out, Greg, in May, Downs District.
It's a cool track, Jim. A little dancehall reggae. Puts me in the mood of summer, even if we're all staying indoors. I'm ready for summer to begin, and that's a great track
for it. Well, we've had 3 days of April snow in Chicago.
Indeed we have. Here's another track that, you know, puts me in a great mood. It's by an artist named Jackie Lynn. The track is called Sugar Water. Actually, Jackie Lynn is an alter ego for an artist named Haley Four, who has been making music since 2007 in an experimental indie folk group called Circuit DU, and has made a bunch of pretty cool avant-garde-ish kind of records. Jackie Lynn, as I mentioned, is sort of an alter ego. It allows Haley Ford to sort of put on this mask as this outcast character. And on her second album as Jackie Lynn, she is casting herself as a long-haul trucker. So there's a series of songs about this woman who's driving across the country in a gigantic truck and her adventures within. Jackie Lynn is backed up on this record by the Bitchin' Bajas, which, if you have not heard of them, are a Chicago band that is noted for its sort of trancey rock songs. And quite a combination there, because the Bitchin' Bajas have been around for quite a while. Jackie Lynn herself has been around for quite a while, both sort of traveling in that indie circuit and now joining forces on this particular record. This record surprised me. I was not expecting this kind of a sound from Jackie Lynn, but it sure hit me in a sweet spot with its anthemic quality. It's Jackie Lynn with Sugar Water on Sound Opinions.
You're coming down, you're coming down. You never feel the same. Sugar water, sugar water. You're daisy chained to everything around. Sugar water, sugar water. Don't let yourself spin out. You've got your friends around. The safest room in town. They'll never find you out. They can give me story. They can give me history.
Sugar Water from Jackie Lynn on Sound Opinions, one of my buried treasures. You got another one for us, right, Jim?
I do, Greg. I had not heard of this artist before I began getting pings about her recent string of singles. There's been three in the last couple of months, and she seems to be gearing up to release a new album. I'm talking about Liza Ann. Now, I'm late getting to this party because a lot of people in the underground have been celebrating this singer-songwriter for quite some time. Kind of a genre-shifting singer-songwriter, Elizabeth Ann Otakowski, remade herself as Liza Ann, grew up in Georgia, been playing guitar and writing songs since age 14, equally enamored of Joni Mitchell, Fleetwood Mac, and St. Vincent. Her music, the new stuff in particular, is just effervescent, upbeat, electro-pop with this kind of sarcastic, snide, sneering sense of humor underneath. Bad Vacation is the song I'm going to play. And so many things are just sounding so prescient right now. I'm sure this was written pre-COVID, but we're all on this horrible bad vacation, you know, really. Forced vacation. And is it really a vacation if it's forced? She had actually written a travel piece about the ultimate staycation before COVID came down. And there's just some great lines. The one that's killing me is, "You were like sand in my ice cream," she sings, presumably to her vacation partner. You know, it didn't go over well. Makes me think of Sand in My Joints by Wire. And as you know, I'm not a fan of sand or the beach. This is Liza Ann with Bad Vacation on Sound Opinions.
You were a long bad vacation. Out.
Liza Ann, Bad Vacation. I love that tune.
Jim, I love the new wave vibe on that song, and I've got an artist that combines new wave and just about every other genre you could name in his latest album called Brat. It's an artist by the name of Namdi, and he is an adventurer, to say the least, a musical adventurer. Quirky, to say the least. The songs draw you in a way that is unconventional. I highly recommend spending time with this artist because it's not something that may have immediate rewards for you, but I have to say that this album works front to end better than it does in small bite-sized doses. In other words, the songs work really well together. He's one of those artists that are still conceiving things as sort of a long-form presentation as opposed to, you know, the latest single to stream. And that is very true of this record as well. So I hesitate to just single out one song, but that's exactly what I'm going to do here. The song that I'm going to play called Bullseye, sandwiched between two other really terrific tracks called Gimme Gimme and Everyone I Loved. And I can't hear that track without hearing these other two tracks around it because they work together so well. But this track does give you a sense of what this guy's about in the sense that it's under 2 minutes long and it contains three distinct parts. There's sort of this opening part, which is comprised of these munchkin voices and this very self-deprecating attitude, and you wonder where this is going to go. And then it works itself into these more heavily orchestrated parts where he's orchestrating his voice as well as the instrumentation. And there's elements of hip-hop, psychedelia, even classical chamber pop by the time you get to this nearly two-minute little mini journey that he's put together. It's Namdi with a track called Bullseye from his new album called Brat on Sound Opinions.
I'm so hyper, watch me climb, yeah. So gassed up, can't see the climb, yeah. Big brat, I can't pick a side. Push you off the side. I'm split, I can't pick a side now. Okay, let's play, what's your sign? I'm two-faced, they say Gemini's on. Shoot straight, I can't tell. The line to define, yeah. So fine, recline, take a bite, yeah. Four guys, two on either side. That's a lie. I'm a big old brat, and you're laughing and say that I need all that. Shoot them down, then jump around and take it back. Bring it out when I'm going around, hit the middle. Yeah. I'm a big old brat, and you're laughing and say that I need all that.
Greg's buried treasure picks, Namdi with Bullseye. You know, Greg, both the Jackie Lynn and the Namdi have this sort of kindergarten sing-along kind of quality.
I'm going back
Jackie
to childhood, Lynn, is that what you're saying? Yeah.
I was a little worried. I'm picturing you now, because we're remote recording, sitting surrounded by your 98,000 CDs and vinyl albums in your basement. I'm just a little worried. Are you okay?
It could be I'm regressing to childhood, Jim, but these tracks have been helping me a lot in the last few weeks.
All right, Greg, I'm glad you're okay. In the spirit of checking in on Friends of Sound Opinions, we have invited some guests to share their own buried treasure picks with us this week. And first up, we have Kristen Curtis of WXPN in Philadelphia.
Hey, Jim and Greg, it's Kristen Curtis, Assistant Music Director in Mornings at WXPN in Philadelphia. Thanks for having me back to talk about more buried treasure with you. I am really, really excited to share our current artist to watch, Early James. He is a 26-year-old blues and roots singer-songwriter from Alabama who just released his debut album, Singing for My Supper, on Easy Eye Sound. And it is so good that it makes me mad, really. He is innately talented, and everything about his music, whether it's his voice, his lyrics, his killer guitar work, is just captivating and refreshingly raw. I could pick any song off this record for you, but let's go with the lead single, Blue Pill Blues, which is a reference to his depression medication, and it absolutely rocks.
What's rolling and turning in my poor mind? Supposed to hold fast, supposed to keep me feeling fine, but it's cooking my goose with a cast iron noose. Can't walk a straight line, I'm running on strychnine.
Kristen Curtis's buried treasure, Early James, Blue Pill Blues. Thank you, Kristen, as always, and thanks for being a fan of the show. That is a real nice piece of tranquil alt country, Greg.
Yeah, the Black Keys guitarist Dan Auerbach is a big fan of this artist, so he's got a big fan club, or at least an influential one.
If you've got a pick for an album we need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Or find us on Facebook or Twitter. After a break, Greg and I dig up some more buried treasures, and we'll have another friend sharing her pick, too. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, brewing Chicago-inspired beers since 1988. Our friends at Goose Island have award-winning, refreshing beverages ranging from hazy IPAs to the new 312 Lemonade Shandy, only available in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we're going through some of our recent favorite records that haven't gotten as much attention as that we think they should. Today, we've got a few friends sharing picks as well. Now, next up is Ann Litt, host of Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW in California, and a longtime friend of the show.
Well, hello there, Sound Opinions. This is the stay-at-home, shelter-in-place version of Buried Treasures, and I want to share with you Neil Francis. I discovered Neil Francis about a year ago from a blind email, and ever since I read the email, listened to the music, I've been devouring every song he releases. His love of Dr. John and Leon Russell and Boogie Woogie Piano runs so deep. The Buried Treasure I'm picking is from his debut album, Changes, and it is the song Changes Parts 1 and 2. And like Alan Toussaint and Leon Russell ahead of him, he's taken the upbeat rhythms of New Orleans R&B and the lyrical approach of a confessional singer-songwriter, and he's really married them together. The music is just soaked in New Orleans and Chicago rhythm and blues. Apparently, when he was a kid, he had an obsession with Boogie Woogie Piano. He was actually a piano prodigy, and his father gave him a Dr. John LP, which completely changed his life and inspired him. And by the age of 18, he had been on the road and traveled with a lot of blues bands, and then he descended completely into addiction. And he says it was a very long journey back for him. And he's clean now. When he came to KCRW earlier this year for a live performance, he brought the energy and the joy I feel on the album 10 times over. And seeing him perform live was a massive highlight.
Let me get it this time. I won't let you down.
His music is really helping me get through this crazy time that we're living in right now. Be well, be safe. And thanks for having me on Sound Opinions.
That's Neil Francis, an artist I really like. I think Ann is right on with this artist in terms of just the vibe that he gets. He's very soaked in that sort of southern funky New Orleans flavor on a lot of his music.
And the only complaint I would make is it's making me want to be in a honky-tonk with sawdust on the floor and sidling up to the bar, and I'm feeling I wish I was there. Greg, you got another buried treasure pick for us.
I do, by an artist that has been part of my life for a very long time. He was the original drummer in the Violent Femmes, those early records that were near and dear to me in the early 80s, Victor DiLorenzo. He is no longer a member of the Femmes, although they do continue to record sporadically. But DiLorenzo has been continuing to make very fine music. He's working out of an attic studio that he has in his home in Milwaukee. And the last few years, he's been occupied with a duo named 1913, which is essentially a blend of his drums and the cello of one Janet Schiff. The new recording by DiLorenzo is billed as a solo recording. It's an EP, four songs, in which he continued to record with Schiff and brought in several other musicians as well to flesh out the sound. So it's a little bit more produced, quote-unquote, than the 1913 records, just in terms of the number of musicians involved. But the music is still pretty stripped down, pretty cool. DiLorenzo takes the lead vocals on these tracks, and he's not necessarily the greatest singer, but there's a cool vibe about the record that I really enjoy. And the instrumentation as well creates this atmosphere that is perfect for being shut in on a spring afternoon. This is Victor DiLorenzo with a track called Lullaby from his new EP Transiphone on Sound Opinions.
One of Greg's picks, Victor DiLorenzo, Lullaby is the song. You know, Greg, I was so excited when I saw him on your list. A, as a fellow drummer, B, as a longtime fan of the Femmes, but also of Plasticland, the great forgotten cult hero psychedelic pop band. I believe he had interactions with them over the years. And this is a very Plasticland sounding track,
yeah,
which means I loved it to pieces. I'm loving this next one, too. It's called The Fight by a group called The Overcoats. Remember a million years ago, you and I did a speaking thing at Wesleyan University in Connecticut. And Wesleyan is this hotbed for weird, offbeat musical projects. You know, some of them have made national headlines and others have gone under the radar. But The Overcoats have gotten some attention over the course of three releases. They were just about to put out their third formal release, The Fight, in March and head out on tour. And then, you know, everything fell apart. We're talking only two people, Hannah Ellian and J.J. Mitchell. They bonded at Wesleyan over shared loves of LCD Sound System, Simon and Garfunkel, and the Dixie Chicks. And if that sounds like a diverse playlist, I kind of think that's what comes together in The Overcoats. This is a duo that is dedicated to questioning gender roles and also isolation and what it does to us. I found an interview that Ellian gave, and she was talking about how many of their songs were about feeling isolation and apocalypse, and it is eerie how often that is coming up now in the work of artists who were working on these records for the past year. This is a great, rousing tune, and I'm an instant fan of the Overcoats. The Fight on Sound Opinions.
Put the beer down, just talk to me now. I'll help with those demons you carry. I don't know if they go through all that we do, but we'll be happy someday too. I could say it all tonight, but I won't.
That is The Fight from The Overcoats, one of Jim DeRogatis' buried treasures on Sound Opinions. I'm relating to that chorus. We're all just trying to stay afloat. Yes, indeed.
Oh, man.
I think we can attest to that as well. My next track by an artist named Melanie Faye. Shout out to producer Alex Claiborne, who identified this artist as someone I might like. Alex is exactly right.
I'm jealous. Alex didn't give me any.
Well, you know, I guess she knows my taste, and this was right up my alley.
Okay.
She's only had 3 singles out. Not even a record out yet. Just 3 singles over the last less than a year, I think. Hopefully there will be an album at some point from this young artist. She's only 21 years old. I did a little research on her after I heard this latest track. She does have a background as a jazz-trained guitarist coming up in Nashville, in the Nashville scene. In fact, one of her videos of her playing jazz guitar was retweeted by an artist named SZA, a very famous R&B singer who's got quite a following, and that alerted people to the existence of Melanie Faye beyond her family and close friends. A recording contract did follow, and she's made these 3 singles, each of which is excellent. The latest of which I'm going to play, it's A Moot Point. So you can hear that sort of blend. She's bridging elements of jazz, R&B, smooth pop into a distinctive sound. It's Melanie Faye with It's a Moot Point on Sound Opinions.
Now I'm falling.
I don't wanna see tears in your eyes.
Melanie Faye with It's a Moot Point. And Greg, that is some just wonderful chill out music. Good stuff. I'm going to go in completely the opposite direction and turn it up to 11 now. A band called Mean Motor Scooter out of Fort Worth, Texas, proudly claims the title Texas Scuzz Garage for their music. And that's what it is. Aside from loving that, aside from having to love a song called Aristobrat from a forthcoming EP called Mr. Sophistication, you know, the lyrics on their work are pretty sophisticated. You know, it's sort of like the Jam or the Kinks in their sociological observer mode, you know, stuffed shirts, making fun of people who think who they are, as we used to say in Jersey. But the thing I love most, and the thing that made me choose it to throw you a little love, is that organ. Holy cow. It started out as guitar, bass, and drums, and then Rebecca Elizabeth joined the group on trash organ. And I just, tell me you don't love this. Aristobrat by Mean Motor Scooter on Sound Opinions.
Well, I pick it up. This signals with my mind from the multiverse. Just like a satellite, they tell me things that comfort, my soul. Oh, 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 oh. So tell me what is real. Established deep within your mind, something you can feel and watch decay over time. If it's not observed, it didn't happen. It didn't happen at all.
That is Aristobrat from Mean Motor Scooter. I had two thoughts on that, Jim, when you first posted it as one you were going to play. I had a bad flashback to a Ronnie Montrose song back from the early 70s. I think it was called Bad Motor Scooter. And I go, no, it's not that. And then I realized I saw these guys years ago playing, I think it might not have been an official South by Southwest gig, but there was a gig in Austin that they played that I just loved. Terrific little band.
Remember when we used to go to gigs?
Yeah. Seeing bands on stages was a great thing.
That was neat.
We do need some more music recommendations, and that's why we're reaching out to you, our listeners. Anything that's flying under the radar musically that you think we should hear, let us know. Give us a call at 888-859-1800 or connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up, a performance and interview with the incredible Sudan Archives. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He is Greg Kot. And that is a little bit of the song Confessions by our guest this week, singer and violinist Sudan Archives. Greg, this was the last in-person interview we take before everything shut down due to the coronavirus. And that was a heck of a night. There was a live audience and also a performance. And for many of us, social distancing and COVID-19 were not yet terms in our everyday vernacular.
That is true, Jim, and it's weird to think that it was only 6 weeks ago since musicians have canceled or postponed their tours ever since. Luckily, we were able to do this event with Sudan Archives, whose debut album, Athena, from last year was one that you and I both really liked a lot.
Very much so. Born Brittany Parks in Cincinnati, Ohio, Sudan fell in love with the violin at a young age after a group of fiddlers visited her school. She was also involved in a more commercial music pursuit, a pop duo with her twin sister Kat, managed by their stepdad. When that group fell apart, she moved to Los Angeles and began creating music on her own.
Sudan Archives joined us for a conversation and performance at Sleeping Village in Chicago in collaboration with Goose Island. We started the interview by asking her how she got her unique name.
Well, Sudan was just a name that my mom gave me because I remember I was just going to call myself Tokyo Moon or something like that. And she was like, no, you should call yourself Sudan. That's a beautiful name. So I started going by Sudan Moon, but then Sudan just became my nickname when I was hanging out with my friends. And then maybe a couple years ago, I decided to change it from Sudan Moon to Sudan Archives because I've never been the type of person to watch TV or listen to what's on the radio and stuff. I guess I started listening to all this music I found on YouTube from all of these ethnomusicologists' archives. So I thought it would be cool to just call myself Sudan Archives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the ethnomusicology part of it is really interesting to me because you sort of adopted this name without, I mean, you'd never been to Africa, obviously, at that point. And the tradition, the violin tradition of North Africa was not something you were familiar with. So it's almost like you did it in reverse.
Yeah, it was
you
like...
You called yourself that weird. And it led you there.
Yeah, it was like preordained or something because then I started to research the violin culture in Sudan. But yeah, they have a lot of really cool violin music. That led me to finding other ethnomusicologists, digging into like Ghana, and then I just couldn't stop. So it just kind of like found some Czech violinists, and I just found a lot of people playing violin that looked different, all types of, you know, races and cultures and places. And that really like opened up my mind to what you can do with the violin. Like, you don't have to just be in a setting sitting down. You can be standing up and whistling and dancing. You can be stumping around. You can sing and play violin and be like a solo artist. And yeah, that really like gave me the confidence to plug my violin into like guitar pedals, drum machines, and just be like, oh, let's see what happens if it blows up, whatever.
Let's hear a song from Sudan Archives. This is Glorious, live on Sound Opinions.
Peace, I smiled at my father's face. Papa got my new job today. Mama smells like DeJoy. You're so close, you're so far away. Father's face, Papa got a new job today. Mama smells like the joy. Feels so close, yes, so far away. Focus on the bottom line, where we never fall behind. Focus on the bottom line, where we never fall behind. I can't wait on my mama place. Pay a day, she can quit today. Hit the max on my card today. Pay it back as soon as I get paid. I can't wait by my mama place. Pay a day, she can quit today. Hit the max on my card today. I pay it back as soon as I get paid. Focus on the bottom line. Focus on the bottom line.
glorious live on Sound Opinions by our guest this week, Sudan Archives. Let's get back to the conversation.
You know, I have to ask you, you were a young person when you picked up the violin, and I know from experience in my family, my grandfather was a violin player. He says it's a living hell for your parents for the first 3 years.
Yeah, I have memories. I have traumatic memories of my big sister just like screaming, like, shut up! Shut up!
What was it about violin that spoke to you that you wanted to learn how to master that?
I think it was the way people were playing it in my school. A group of like fiddlers came, mm-hmm. and they were like standing and stomping and dancing and just like playing the violin like a wild way and playing these Irish jigs.
Subsequently, of course, we know you eventually wound up fascinated with the music of Africa and Sudan in particular. The way that Celtic fiddle came and became hillbilly fiddle in the Appalachians and stuff like that, did the whole thing kind of suck you down the rabbit hole?
I think so. I think what fascinates me most is just how all of the music, Celtic and African fiddling and blues and rock and hip hop, they all kind of like have similar things going on.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Your stepdad, I guess, right, was in the music industry and was trying to get you pointed in a musical direction. Was that true?
Yeah, he was just trying to push us to be this pop duo. I think now when I look back, like at the time, I just didn't know how to like say what I wanted sonically, mm-hmm. and like production-wise, but it just came off as me being like rebellious. Didn't really like work out because I just kept being kind of like difficult to work with because I didn't really like the songs we were doing, and eventually got kicked out the band and then just moved to LA.
Kicked out of the band your father put together with your twin sister.
Yeah.
But you were not rebellious.
Not really. I mean, I would like, you know, act like I'm working third shift at McDonald's and sneak out to go check out electronic shows. But it wasn't like rebellious to me. I just didn't want to go home at 9 p.m.
When you look at the pop spectrum today, do you ever have these flashes of, that could have been me? Thank God, no.
I don't know, because now I'm like, well, let's just hit it to the limit.
Yeah. All right. But one of the songs on Athena dates from that era, right? Or you wrote it? Did you know you wrote like way back when?
Yeah, Did You Know was a song that I made with my twin sister when that's probably like one of the first songs we made. So I thought it would be like a really cool way to like start the album because it's supposed to be the soundtrack of my life from then to now.
I thought I could rule the world when I was a little girl. Oh, did you know? Oh, did you know? Oh, did you know? Life is not perfect.
Well, and one of the lines from that song is, when I was a little girl, I thought I could rule the world. What would you say to that little girl now? How's that going?
How do you know you're going to rule the world when you're little? Like, I don't know. I just think it's funny that I'm talking about when I was a little girl when I'm actually a little girl. Like, doesn't make any sense.
What did the old pop duo version of that song sound like versus the version we've come to love on Athena?
I think it sounds like it's out there on SoundCloud. You want to check it out?
Is it really?
You're just a little girl. Don't get lost in the world.
I float waves. You know, it's something like the ocean bio of slaves. Now, wouldn't that be some real emotion? Why you acting like you're feeling me like my simile? If you're not into me, what's left is an enemy.
But, my sister, she's rapping, and the production's just like a little, I think it's like slightly different. Like I added more instrumentation, some like keys and bass. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same. I just sound different.
What's interesting to me is you had this instrument and you learned how to play in a more traditional manner, I would imagine. But you really started using the violin as like a sound machine more than just a violin. When did your thinking change about how that instrument could sound and what you could do with it?
When I think about it, like, this violin owner who has, like, a violin shop, like, he is the one who brought those group of fiddlers to my school to, like, play the Irish music. But he also came to my school. And I remember that he had a loop station and a violin, and he had all these, like, crazy, like, sounds and stuff. So I feel like maybe that stuck to me. And then when I was able to save up money from working at McDonald's, I would like buy a drum machine. I remember when I first bought my first loop station, that's when things started taking to the next level, because I realized that I don't have to be this like singular sound. I can just stack it and stack it and stack it and stack it up.
Here's one more song from Sudan Archives. This is Come My Way, live on Sound Opinions. We want to thank you so much for indulging us, Sudan.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We've got video from our session with Sudan Archives that you can find at soundopinions.org. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Jim, lots of new records coming out. We're going to review some of the most notable ones, including new releases from Fiona Apple and Lucinda Williams.
For more Sound Opinions, you can listen to our podcast wherever you find such things. Special thanks this week to Colin Ashmead Bobbitt, everyone at Sleeping Village in Chicago, and Goose Island Beer Company for their help with the Sudan Archives gig. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Brendan Banaszak, Alex Claiborne, Ayana Contreras, and Andrew Gill.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800.
New messages.
Hey, Jim and Greg. My name is David Oldenkamp, and I'm calling you from Thual, Saudi Arabia. And I've been really having a bit of a time trying to find new music, and I found this new album by Spanish Love Songs called Brave Faces Everyone, and I think it's the perfect album for me right now. Take it easy. Bye.
Hi, my name is Nathaniel, and I'm calling from Chicago. And I just listened to Rocking the Closet. And one artist I would like to mention is Grace Jones, someone who definitely rocked the closet, even though she was a woman who came off as a man.
Feeling like a woman, looking like a man, sounding like a no-no, mating when I can, whistling in the darkness, shining in the night.
It's very powerful for someone who was just the epitome of that androgyny, that sexuality, the both the masculine and the feminine. So that was definitely one artist who rock the closet. Great show, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Hi there, Greg and Jim. Connor Taft calling from Lawrence, Kansas. Just listened to your episode on sexuality in music. Fantastic as always. And I wanted to mention an artist that a few people realize had two openly gay members in the band. That is Husker Du. I know you guys briefly mentioned Bob Mould as an artist that would come out, but Grant Hart was also openly gay, and it was kind of like a secret, but not that much of a secret within the punk rock community. You know, their music wasn't necessarily outwardly LGBT focused, but they did have a lot of love songs, so they weren't afraid to wear that badge on their sleeve, and certainly an amazing band with a lot of great songs. So thanks so much, Greg and Jim.
All these crazy mixed up flies that floating all around, making these assumptions bring to me down. When you get tight-lipped, how do I know what you think? Is there something I said when I lost my mind? My temper to you makes me blind.
Hey, y'all. This is Sam in Tacoma, Washington. Just listened to the Rafael Sadiq episode and the interview with Jim and Ayana. Around the new year, I heard that Rafael was coming to Seattle. And I got some friends together, and we drove up in February. And the show was out of this world. The music was incredible, but it was also an example of what life can be, what togetherness can be. The crowd was just so warm and wonderful, and I've been carrying that around with me like an after dinner mint, savoring it through this life. It's the total opposite of that, this loneliness of isolation. And you all helped me remember that, and I appreciate it. And also, I miss John Prine. Love you guys. Love what you do. Thanks so much.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.